Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hockey update is brought to you by Deck and Drive, the official brick paver installer of the Florida Panthers.
Then it's Dreisaitl behind the net. Dreisaitl out to Ekholm. It's wide. It's wide. Out to the near point. Out blowing the zone is Marchand. A pass ahead. With no Marchand. A breakaway. Hits in Marchand. Can he tie the series? And he scores! Brad Marchand in overtime. And the Panthers win game 2. 5-4. The series is tied at a game apiece.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
What a finish. Wow. 1-1. Game 3 tonight, 8 o'clock, Amaranth Bank. Bill Lindsay, Panthers radio analyst, joins us this morning. And, boy, I tell you what, you talk about getting your money's worth. And if you're just sitting back and just a hockey fan and you don't really care who wins, that's as good as you can get for two games, because either team could be up 2-0 at this point.
It's been good hockey, Joe. It's epic for the finals, and it's a tough trophy to win. And it's being proven out here with these two teams, the Edmonton Oilers and the Panthers. The Panthers lost that opening game, and Edmonton got the overtime goal, and we had to go to double overtime in game 2. And
wow.
Kind of holding your breath, but Brad Marchand, wow. Can you say more about this guy and the character this guy brings to a hockey team, and leadership and the gumption when it takes to get it and matter the most? He wants the puck on his stick and ends up with that breakaway goal. And we come back here to beautiful South Florida and got a game tonight, and we're all tied up at 1.
I've been into this thing lately of finding out what they're saying in Edmonton and Toronto, because nobody cries and whines like Toronto's people up there. So they've been so Sam Bennett is now the new bad guy. You probably know the plays on the edge. The officials are afraid to. They're calling. They won't call anything because it's the playoffs, and they should. And bad acting. Like he's getting crew. And now they're on. You know, Marchand and as Tkachuk is the three of them. So I love it physically. They're talking about like we have a real physical team, but you don't just get by being chippy and dirty to the Stanley Cup Finals 3 years in a row. You got a lot of talent. You're well coached. There's a lot of good things with this team. It's just incredible that we become the bad guys of hockey.
We should have the Bad Boys. You know the Bad Boys movie? Bad Boys.
Right. What are you going to do? So how do you look at it? Are we that? Am I missing something? Is Sam Bennett? I haven't seen it as badly as everybody's talking about.
No, it's well, yeah, the other incident again with Stuart Skinner, the goaltender, kind of gets pushed and tripped, but he's always in the blue paint. Where do you score goals? Where's the puck right. Going to go? It's going to go in front of the net, and that's why Sam Bennett has an NHL record for road goals and 13 goals in the playoffs. That's the most ever by a Florida Panther. If you want to go after that guy, I'll take it any day with the way that he plays, and every other NHL team would love to have him. The way that he's going to that net. The way they skate and the belief And that's he plays edgy. You don't want to go. He's got a snarl on his face, and that's what you want at this time of year. So all credit to us and to him for just battling through it and continue to go. It's not going to bother him. It doesn't bother Marchand, anyone. It's for all the beat writers and everyone out there to make some noise. But inside that locker room, it's cohesive, and they're not worried about a thing other than trying to win a game.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, both those guys can make a little money, huh? This doesn't hurt being free to get a new contract when this is said and done, huh?
No, you know, Joe, it does not.
Yeah,
no.
I'm guessing Sam's fine. And all these phonies that don't want him and he's a bad guy, wait until he's a free agent here pretty soon and all of a sudden how many teams are going, he sure looked good. He doesn't look good down there, but he looked good on our team.
Yeah, we're going to do our best to re-sign him. He's a big part of our DNA. We'd love to see him stay down here in South Florida. So, Bill Zito and that, that's something that we'll try to get done shortly after the Stanley Cup. If not, he'll see some suitors on the free agent market. But we'll worry about that when the time comes. We got to live right now in the what's happening today and this evening with game number 3.
Hey, Bill, help me out now. Top line hasn't scored. Especially in 5-on-5, we haven't had a lot of 5-on-5 success, Barkov and Reinhardt. You worried about it, or is it just have enough that these guys don't have to heat it up if they're with the way the other lines are playing?
I'm worried about it a little bit. That's something that has to get going. Barkov and Reinhardt, those are some of your key guys, and Verhaeghe. You need those guys to score goals, and you look at our top six, along with Tkachuk and Rodriguez, there's not much going there outside of Bennett. You need more production in your top six going against this Edmonton team. And Draisaitl, McDavid, they're superheroes, super players, and they've been doing a little bit of everything in this series, and you've got to match up defensively. It's a tough matchup. At times it looks like maybe we've been a little bit over-concerned, or some of our top guys, with just shutting down McDavid
right. And
not going and being forceful and aggressive yourself towards the offensive end. But you go throughout a 7-game series, and if you expect to win, your top players are going to have to produce somewhere along the way. They're going to have to give you goals. They're going to have to give you the points, the minutes, kind of the energy, and to wrap it up. I'm not worried about it. I still believe that it's there.
Yeah.
But you're going against their top players. If their top players are doing something and hurting you, you're going to have a response from some of your top six.
Tell me about Big Bob. 84 saves in these 2 games, including some, late in games, man. Could have lost, you know, earlier if Big Bob's not making some great saves. I'm just curious, how do you think he's played overall?
It's been really good. That last game, the expected goals are wild this series. They've been up around, I think, 6.78 for Edmonton last game and 5.5. So the goaltenders are getting tested. There were 21 high-danger chances against Bobrovsky. And at the start of the second period there, where they were still kind of leading and we were crawling back into this game, Bobrovsky made 2 outrageous saves right at the start of the second. Then we tied up and Marchand got the shorthand goal, then McDavid comes down on a partial breakaway, spins off Lundell. He's been phenomenal, everything more than advertised, just getting a toe on it. And then when it matters most, he's coming up with goods. He's been the better goaltender so far in this series, and it's been a tough series because you are on both ends. You're facing a gluttony of chances.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, so getting back to the McDavid thing, you got to be careful, right, to not be too aggressive and leave. He's so damn fast and so talented. I guess that's always in the back of your mind for Barkov and some of those guys. So you do think it affects some of their offensive game?
You got to think about it. Yeah, every time you step out there, where's McDavid? Where's he going to be on the ice? And sometimes it just maybe takes away from what you're trying to do offensively, especially when you lose the puck in the offensive zone. They start to swing and go the other way, and you always want someone swinging with McDavid because he's so fast. You want a forward swinging with him to try and match his speed to allow your defenseman to have some good gap control. There's just a lot that goes into it, and you do and it brings some thinking into the game, which maybe at this time of year is not the greatest thing because you're wondering and thinking and just not reacting. There seems to be a little bit of, when I watch Barkov and Reinhart and those guys, that, okay, well, where is McDavid? We're thinking right. Where he's at. Just react. At this time of year, just react and play the game. Let your natural instincts take over. It hasn't been just outrageously bad, but I hope it gets better, and it has a really good chance. Barkov's just too much character through and through. Same thing with Reinhart. That these guys aren't going to be able to find the score sheet and do something here when we get later into this series.
These teams just seem so evenly matched, especially, obviously, the 1-2 punch at Draisaitl and McDavid. But they've got some extra depth. They're getting some good play from some other guys as well. What do you think is the biggest thing tonight to get off to a good start at home? Give me some of your keys for tonight.
Well, you have to come out and establish that forecheck. We've seen it in the second period a lot for the Panthers in this series. For whatever reason, the second periods have been brilliant. That's what we're used to seeing from the Panthers for like 45 minutes of a hockey game, not 15, 20 minutes. That's where I give Edmonton some credit, that they've been able to diffuse that and come back with some offense of their own. But if the Panthers can get back into that heavy forecheck just a little bit more consistently, you can see the Oilers start to wear down, get a little bit tired, and when you play in their own zone, McDavid and Draisaitl can't do much. They're not going to have the puck. So it has to be that quick start. You'd love to get off that lead and just kind of build off it. We haven't seen any separation in this series.
Right. That's a good one.
As far as, you know, it's 2-1, 2-2, 3-2, everything. The lead changes have been just going back and forth. The emotions, the roller coasters. Panthers would love a 2-0, a 3-1 type of game to go their way. Really close defensively, hard fought, grind it down deep in the corners, and just try and really see what this Edmonton team is kind of made of if you bring your hard hat and lunch pail all game and just don't give them anything, any room to breathe.
You think Paul Maurice, you don't think he makes any changes, right? He tries to shake things up in the lines a little bit, or you expect him just to stick with what got him there?
Unless A.J. Greer is healthy. I believe A.J. Greer, once he gets healthy, probably comes back into the lineup on that fourth line. Outside of that, it would be status quo.
Yeah.
So he likes that one fourth line with Gajewicz, Nosek, and Greer together when they're healthy and ready to go. If Greer's able to play, there's probably a good chance that he gets back in the lineup. Outside of that, he might tweak something up front. I'm not sure, but he... Verhaeghe and Rodriguez switched spots last game between the Tkachuks and Bennett lines. I'm not sure if that'll be the same again this evening. But he really manages from game to game, period to period, really well. He makes adjustments and understands. And now that you've had a couple of days to look at some tape. They'll be yeah. better, and they'll be more on top of everything they're trying to do.
Well, they'll be screaming for him tonight at Amaranth Bank, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Billy, thanks, man. I appreciate you coming on, as always. Thanks.
You got it, Joe. Yeah, I'll be rocking tonight. Let's go.
Well, can't wait. Bill Lindsay, Panthers radio analyst with us to get us all set up for Game 3 tonight. If they're anything like the first two, we are in for one hell of a late night tonight. So you may be a little bit tired tonight after this game. But I'll tell you what, I can't wait. We got to get some guys going. And Sam Bennett and Brad Marchand, you know, we always talk like, all right, who's going to play well in the finals? And, you know, here we are talking about Sam Bennett and Brad Marchand. Big Bob also making a lot of clutch saves. All right, we've got to go to break here. We're running a little bit late like we usually do. That means it's time. Dan Radakovich, University of Miami Athletic Director, will join us in 8 o'clock hour. NCAA getting ready to make a lot of changes. We'll get caught up and get the University of Miami's Athletic Director, find out what he thinks of what could happen and some things he might like to see happen with what looked like the President of the United States putting together a committee to really jump into some improvement. All right, right now I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. Well, I'll tell you what, if you've had it, it's not fun. But I got to tell you, a man in my 60s, it's normal. You know, I'll be honest, when you have it, we have ED and low T, and I mean full-blown, I'm talking about no energy, no sex drive, nothing. I mean, nothing was happening around Joe Rose. It was a mess. And you're like, wow, you don't know where to go. You don't know where to turn to. And I got to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic was such a home run for me, starting with low T, then followed by ED, which usually follow each other around. If you're going through it right now, it happens to men in their late 30s, early 40s, on to 50s, 60s, 70s. At some point, every man out there is going to have full-blown ED and low T. And when you have it, you can get rid of it. You don't have to go, well, this is it, retirement, honey. You're now my best friend. Atlantic Men's Clinic can make it a lot more, man. It really can. Turn back the clock, get your sex drive back, get your energy level back up. You know how this works, man. Energy level good. You feel more like working out and being active, which keeps your weight down. It's all connected, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic can get it started for you. 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. You get the T, the PSA test done. You meet with their professional staff. They put you on a program that's perfect for you, and you get great results quickly. That's what it's all about. You get great results the safe way, a professional way, and they follow it and make sure they do testing to make sure everything that you're getting, the maximum protection and benefits out of everything they're doing. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.